United Nations expressed growing concern today for the safety of tens of thousands of children and other civilians trapped in the war zone in northern Sri Lanka and again called on Tamil Tiger rebels to let them leave. The move came amid reports that scores of civilians have been killed by government artillery and rocket attacks on the rebel-held areas in recent days. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Health officials in the rebel-held area on Thursday reported that the military had shelled a hospital and a village inside a government-declared safe zone for displaced families, killing at least 30 people. This brings the number of civilians killed by shelling to 67 since Tuesday. The military denied launching the attack on the safe zone and accused the rebels of carrying out the assault themselves to keep the civilians out of the area.
They're not allowed to escape. But at the same time, the government was continuing its bombing into certain sections of the LTT occupation.
The Archbishop of Colombo, Oswald Gomez, along with aid groups and diplomats, have expressed fears over the safety of hundreds of thousands of civilians reportedly trapped in rebel-held territory. Some human rights organizations accuse the rebels of using the civilians as human shields to block the government offensive. Archbishop Gomez says that little can be done to help the victims caught behind rebel lines, so we must turn to prayer.
We would strongly appeal to all our brethren in the world to pray, and we believe that prayer is the only redemption we have at this time.
The rebels have fought since 1983 to establish an independent state for minority Tamils. More than 70,000 people have been killed in the violence. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.